I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wanda Stokes on News and Talk. 1380 WAOK. Today is midterm election day. Make sure you get out and vote. Your vote, your voice. So tune in tonight, starting at 7 p.m., with election updates from Maria Boynton. And at 9 p.m., more election coverage, analysis, and conversation with Dr. Adrian Derek Bozeman, former Mayor Bill Campbell, also former State Senator Vincent Fort, and Republican strategist Corey Ruth, attorney Ron Edmond, and more. Download the Odyssey app so that you don't miss it on tonight, right here on the Voice of the Community, News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Time now for Law and Legal with Attorney C.K. Hoffler. Pleasant, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Wanderlyn.
How are you?
Good to hear your voice. Good. Good. Welcome back. We missed you.
Thank you. I miss you all, too. I miss you all, but it was great to be away for a little bit, you know, and I'm back.
Absolutely.
Listen, CK, what did you have to drink this morning? Like, did you have your morning hot tea, coffee? I mean, on election day. I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I had my chai tea latte with almond milk and five pumps of chai from Starbucks. I did. You know, Wanderlyn, today I felt that as opposed to, you know how we usually have, a lot of times we have guests, a number of guests, mm-hmm. to talk about issues. But I thought today we should really let our listeners express how they're feeling. We are so close to the end of this election in Georgia. And a lot of people are feeling some kind of way. That's the best way of putting it. I think they feel they're concerned, they're distressed. Some people are elated because this election has underscored a lot of issues that, quite frankly, we have here in Georgia and we have in the country. There could be a sea change as a result of this election. And I don't know if that sea change is going to be for the better or for the worse. We have, you know, this incredibly tight election here in Georgia, the Senate race between Senator Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker, something that we never anticipated, we never could foresee. But we do, that is what's happening. We do have a tight race, gubernatorial race with Stacey Abrams and Governor Kemp. We could probably foresee that would be a tight race because it was a tight race before. But throughout the country, in whether it's Arizona, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, there are equally tight races that are happening where what's on the ballot is not really the candidate. What's on the ballot is democracy and saving our nation. And so the conversation that people are having in the streets, in the circuit, you know, no matter what your circuit is, some people call it the chitlin circuit, the green bean circuit, the cauliflower circuit, whatever your circuit is, the discussion is really different than what we're hearing in the media sometimes. And so I thought it was more important, quite frankly, to hear what people are saying versus what the political pundits are saying, because it's the people who are the voters and the political pundits are just sort of speculating. And I thought today we could make it a show as opposed to doing a lot of legal analysis to hearing what the people have to say about what's on their minds with these elections as we go into the final stretch, because today is the day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it definitely is. And here's your number to call, 404-892-2703. Just getting a pulse from you, the community, as to what you're thinking and what your concerns are. And also, you know, just talking about some possible solutions as it relates to certain issues and topics that comes to mind. Attorney CK, you know, in the midst of all of this, you've got different counties, lawsuits being filed. How possible is that? Like right here before Election Day, yesterday, there in Cobb County, you know, lawsuits being filed there because of their oversight in mailing out a lot of those ballots.
Well, I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of litigation. We expected there'd be a lot of litigation because of the discrepancies that we're seeing. I mean, you know, when you have these ballot issues, a lot of people want to vote and mail in their ballots. But when they didn't receive their ballots to mail in a timely manner, it's too late to mail them in now. You know, and we've been telling people as of last week, don't mail them in because you don't know what the Postal Service will do. I don't know if you recall during the presidential elections, there were a lot of issues with the Postal Service. So we don't want to be reliant upon what the Postal Service is doing because we don't know what that is. And so, you know, there are lawsuits because people feel that they have been robbed of the opportunity to cast their vote in a way that they felt they felt and believed they would have the ability to do so. And that's part of what we believe is voter suppression. You know, I don't think any of this happens by chance. I really just don't want one. I don't think it happens by chance.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's all a part of an overall picture and effort to keep certain Americans, Black and brown folks, oppressed. Did you hear about the UPS truck that lost 55 students the SAT scores? This fell out of the truck and they may have to retake those. They're in a part of Texas. And some of those parents are taking them to court over it.
Absolutely. And you know, Wanda, you know, years ago when I lived in Florida in 2000, there were mysteriously ballots. This is during the Gore. You remember the Gore versus Bush. This was during that era. All these ballots, and mysteriously, they were ballots of, you know, Black men, Black women, were found in precincts in West Palm Beach, Riviera Beach, were found in the middle of the highway. Mysteriously. Only certain ballots were found in the middle of the highway, not other ballots.
And so how does that affect and impact the count, you know, the true count and the outcome of the voters? Let's go to break and we'll come back. 404-892-2703. Call in with your questions, comments. What's on your mind? What are your thoughts? What are your concerns about the outcome of this election? We'll be back with more on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It's Law and Legal with Attorney C.K. Hoffler. Let's go to Douglasville. I've got Robert Holding. Hi, Robert. Welcome.
Good morning. I just want to say for anybody, I've been watching this political thing. And if people still are telling people, go out and vote for Stacey Abrams because they think she's going to win. It's okay if you want to vote your conscience, but if you think she's going to win, I don't know if that's your friend or yours. And I just think after today, a lot of people are going to have to be realistic with themselves, starting with understanding that they probably will want to be election deniers like some of the crazy people that followed Trump, and I think they were crazy. It is what it is. And right now, there is nothing explosive that could come out of the Abrams camp that could bring her back up to par and exceed where Kemp is that I can see, and I think I'm a pretty intelligent person. Second thing is, I'm actually looking forward because I'm a pro-lifer. I'm looking forward to, and I've never voted Republican, and I didn't vote at all this time because the Democratic platform was so antithetical to what I believe in. But and I would not have voted for the Republican. But next time around, if the Republicans do what they say that they're going to do, they're going to close the borders, stop all these illegals from coming here. They're going to restrict this abortion, which we were talking, you were talking about, Wanderlyn, earlier about Social Security and perhaps it going, becoming extinct. Well, since 1973, we've aborted 50 million people that will be paying Social Security. So if people want to be real with themselves, we have to understand what's coming down the pipe. Well, what I hope is coming down the pipe. And I hope that the people who ran their mouth and said the law of the land, we're not going to follow in our official capacity, meaning no matter what the law says about abortion and restriction of it, no matter what the Supreme Court says, no matter what our states say, we're not going to enforce it. Well, let me tell you what I think is going to happen. These people that get in power, if they say they're going to, if they do what they say they're going to do, these DAs who claim that they're not going to enforce the law, they're going to be charged with accomplices when these babies get killed. And I hope, I'm just saying, either resign your post or enforce the law. And I just appreciate you letting me say my part. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks for sharing. But did I hear you say correctly you did not vote?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You've never voted? Did you say I voted
Democrat all my life. I've never not voted Democrat all my life. But this time, it has become so absurd. Really, all of the political, the Republicans, so reason why I have never voted Republican, because I think they've been insane. But we have learned their ways. And I'm just not going to learn their ways and promote them. What I'm saying is the law is the law. We've got Democrats that I've always been in the chorus. Nobody's above the law. Nobody's above the law. And then when the law is passed, we got Democratic people saying, we're not going to enforce the law. So then you mean these women who want to violate the law are above the law? Come on. I can't fall as stupid whether he's independent, Democrat, or Republican. And I believe when my kids look at me, they're going to know what my values are, and they're going to know that I'm consistent. Now, if people want to believe that electing Trump, Obama, Warnock, Kemp or Abel, if they want to believe that that's what's going to save them, then so be it. I believe this. Black people have overcome slavery, in my opinion, due to their faith and their adherence to the law of God. Now, if you want to believe that choosing the law of man is going to protect you and save you and make your life more fruitful here on earth, mm-hmm. That's your opinion. But I don't believe that. I know we've overcome slavery. I know we've overcome racism. I don't know nobody that's overcome violating the law of God. So I'm going to stick with the person who's undefeated. And if everybody just wants to change their mind, that's their business. But I think coming down the pike, some people going to have to really do a serious reckoning with their self and God, not with their self and Abrams or Kemp or Warnock or Walker. But you're gonna deal with the real man.
So well, yeah, and, but also, let me get Attorney Seeker, and thank you so much for sharing. But also, you know, people—that's part of the main issue that I discuss when it comes to abortions: women just being able to make their own decisions and rights. And whether you believe it or not, there are a lot of men who prefer that women have abortions too because they don't want any more children. But let's thank you so much for your comment, Attorney C.K. Hoppler. Do you have any response to his statements?
Well, you know, my response, I respond in this way. We obviously have a dramatic difference of opinion, but I respect that everybody should be able to articulate his or her opinions.
Definitely.
Starting with, I really don't know what to say when we have a call that says, I'm not voting. Yeah. I don't know what to say because that to me is inexcusable. That's just my view. If it's a mm-hmm. conscious decision, but I respect everybody's decision to vote. And sometimes, you know, you're traveling, sometimes you can't get back, sometimes there are reasons why you can't vote, for sure, medical reasons and things like that. But I think it's Robert just saying he's choosing not to vote, and that's his prerogative. Mm-hmm. I have a difference of opinion with that because of history. And again, I do recognize that sometimes people are not able to vote, and I do understand that. But consciously choosing not to vote, I do take exception to that. That's the first thing. Secondly, if lawmakers had followed the rule of the law where it was legal to lynch Black people during slavery, it was legal to lynch Black people, then many more people would have been lynched when it was legal to lynch Black people. Fortunately, there were some lawmakers throughout this country that said, even though it's legal to lynch Black people, it's racist to do so. And I choose not to do so. So the fact that there are district attorneys throughout the country who have taken the position that even though, because remember, Roe versus Wade being overturned has kicked it to the states to make a determination of what the states will do. And so it's not that some district attorneys will not follow the law. It's that some that there might be gray areas in the law and they might have some discretion. So I don't think it's a black and white issue on that. That's what I respond to. And thirdly, I simply feel that it's unfortunate that women have less rights now over what happens to their body than their grandmothers did based on the reversal of Roe versus Wade. That's how I respond, Wanda.
Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes. It's Law and Legal with Attorney C.K. Hoppler as my special guest. Attorney C.K., let's go to College Park. Richard has a question or comment. Go right ahead, Richard. Welcome.
Yes, good morning. You know, there are these, I call them radical right-wing fascists. Now, they tell me they want the law of hell for us when it comes to abortion, what the D said they're not going to do. But they don't say anything when these clowns say they're not going to uphold the election unless they win. Now, that's coming out right in advance. Then if they don't win, or the person who the Republican don't win, they're going to protest the election. They're not going to certify it. Now, how is that okay with them?
Attorney
well,
C.K.?
But that is not okay. I don't know how it could be okay with them. You know, it's just sort of how in the past, you know, President Trump said in the beginning, you know, if I lose the election when he was first running, then I'm going to say there was election tampering. Of course, if I win, maybe there wasn't. You know, that is the duplicitous nature of what former President Trump and people who think like him are saying. So if they come out and win, they're like, oh, okay, then I guess everything was okay. But if they lose, oh, no, everybody tampered with the election. It's not okay.
Just like,
we should hold
this lady,
you know, that's a higher standard.
Just like mm-hmm. this lady, I call her a clown with no do it, no respect. Carrie Lake, now that's the worst, one of the worst ones. Her and Blake Master, they have a chance of winning. If they don't win, they're going to uphold the election or try to uphold it, which is going to cause chaos.
Well, I think that, you know, what we have to do is, this is why it's important to vote, because the only way to defeat people who we feel don't reflect the things that we believe make sense and don't make any sense at all is to vote to make sure that they don't get into office. That's the only way that I know. And so that's why it becomes disturbing for me. And again, I'm not passing judgment. It's just disturbing for me when people have the ability to vote, have the ability to go to the polls, and choose not to.
Yeah, I have one more comment.
Go right ahead.
And then you hear Trump called Nancy Pelosi an animal because she impeached him twice or nothing. And this clown should have been impeached 5 or 6 times. Only he didn't get convicted because there's a bunch of gutless Republican senators who were scared. But he should have been thrown out of office.
In terms of President Trump?
Yes, so he called Nancy Pelosi an animal last night, saying because she yep. can teach him twice for nothing. Mm-hmm. That's why he should have been impeached 5 or 6 times.
Yep. Well, I don't disagree with you that his behavior is should have resulted in greater sanctions. I believe that's what you're saying, and I agree with you on that. But that's where we are. That's why it's important to vote, because you vote people in the office, you vote senators in the office, and when you need them to stand up and step up and reflect your voice, if they don't reflect your voice, then you can't look at yourself and say, well, I wish I had voted. It's too late at that point. It's important to vote. And it's important to vote people who you believe, when the time comes, whether it's through impeachment, whatever, will step up and do the right thing on behalf of your state. That's why it's so important. And voting down ballot, it's not just about the presidential election, the Senate election, the gubernatorial election, you know, judges, all of the elected officials, people who run the elections. Mm-hmm. A lot of those people are elected. Some of them are appointed, but a lot of them are elected. So it's very, very important that we exercise our right to vote if we are interested in change. Now, if we don't want to see change or interested in just, you know, exercising our civic duty, you know, it really is something. It's sort of like there are a couple things that we do. One is, you know, serve on jury duty when called to do so, if you can. You know, if you can, meaning you are physically able to get up and are ambulatory. And then secondly, vote. These are two things where for many, many years, Black folks could not serve on jury. You know, when we weren't considered people, human beings, we couldn't serve on mm-hmm. juries.
Right.
We couldn't vote. We couldn't do anything. We couldn't own property. We were chattel. We were like animals. That's what the framers of the Constitution considered us. So we have come a long way. There's so much further to go. But there's one thing that I believe truly, if you don't vote, you can never make any progress. So we can continue to complain, which many people do, but exercising your right to vote is a way of addressing the complaint.
Absolutely. Right. Thanks, Richard. Have a great one. Stay healthy, stay connected, stay on point. John out of Florida. Hi, John. Welcome. Go right ahead. Attorney CK is on the line.
Good morning, Wanda, and good morning, CK. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, just before I get my political question in on voting, at the start of your segment, Wanda did not indicate to you that she was traveling in Spain. Some bathing on the shores, and she got to be careful over there in Spain. Those Spaniard men love that.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But that's another story at another time. I try to lighten the load every now and then. Let's get to the CK, you know, I was listening to a Sunday morning program on WBLS, and Dr. Ron Daniels was on the show. And he talked, and I called in, and I was asking him a question about voting. What is there on the ballot reparation? Now, I didn't think it was on there, but he indicated reparation is on the ballot. What puzzled me about his answer to that was, why is it not it being talked about, that reparation is on the ballot? Or is it something that they want to keep quiet, the Democrats? You know, it puzzles me. Reparation is there right before us, but we don't move on reparation. And then you wonder why you get these callers, CK, that call in saying, then they're tired of the nonsense on the Democrat side. Well, we already know what about the Republicans. Your question, your response to reparation, and why is it not being talked about?
Well, I don't know that it's not being talked about. It's not on the ballot everywhere, but it's on the ballot in some places. And so reparation, I was part of a pretty robust, but I've, of course, John, as you know, I've been involved in reparations litigation. So I don't use my example as everybody's example in terms of reparations. But reparations, there have been some success stories of reparations on a municipal level. There just hasn't been federal reparation success stories. But there are many that continue to push for reparations. It may be on the ballot in some states, but it may, and so when you're saying it's not talked about, there's no strong federal dialogue continuously, and it keeps on getting defeated on a federal level. But on a state level, there have been quite a few success stories on reparations, where municipalities have implemented laws that are reparation laws that are designed to compensate victims or those who are victims of racism based on, you know, a number of different factors. And they were actually classified as reparations. Those terms were used. So I do know that that's happening. It's just not on a widespread federal basis. So the conversation, in my impression, could be escalated. It could be more dominant than it is, for sure. But it is happening on some levels.
Thanks a lot, John.
I'm glad to hear that. And I hope Wanda posts some of those pictures from Spain on the on WAOK. Oh, okay. Have a good
okay,
day,
I'll put some on WAOK. It's Law and Legal right here on Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes. So News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Attorney CK, I've got Faye out of Stonecrest, and she has something to say too, add to this conversation. Go ahead, Faye. It's good to hear from you. How are you?
Well, it's good to hear your voice too, and I'm glad that you're in Spain, hopefully enjoying yourself and resting. But here's what I would say to the person who said they didn't vote. If they can't think of a reason to vote, then maybe they should go ask Jimmie Lee Jackson or Medgar Evers or any of the other people who gave their lives between 1958 and 1965 for us to have the right to vote. You know, that's what the Edmund Pettus Bridge was about. That's what the Selma March was about. That's what Birmingham and Montgomery were all about. Just the simple right to have the right to vote. And if you cannot see, if one cannot see what happens when we don't vote, and this happened in just 4 years, this country is on the verge of becoming a one-party country if we lose this election, and it's becoming closer to being a white supremacist country, and they are not even trying to hide it. So, you know, you can look at North Carolina, where I think it was North Carolina, South Carolina, where the black Supreme Court justice in a statewide election lost by 401 votes. Stacey Abrams lost last time by 55,000 votes, of which there were over 100,000 uncast eligible votes in Clayton, Fulton, DeKalb, and Henry County. So yes, the right to vote is very important. What you need to do is do like the Black Panther Party did in 69. Pick your candidate, which was Ronald Dellums, who went as a progressive, stayed in Congress as a progressive for 27 years. That seat has turned over once, and it went to Barbara Lee after he left, and she is a progressive. So I understand the power of voting. I understand the importance of not only voting, but picking your person. Now, with regard to this abortion thing, I am old enough to remember before Roe v. Wade and after Roe v. Wade. Before Roe v. Wade, a lot of young girls died as soon as they got their period because they bled to death, if you know what I'm talking about. But, mm-hmm. you know, the problem with the abortion law, and maybe your attorney can address this, is that it is not a national law. When they overturned Roe v. Wade, they kicked it back to the states. And as they said, it was a poor example to use a TV show, but as they said on Grey's Anatomy, you can be in one city across the border and you can't get an abortion, but if you can make it across the border, you can get an abortion. That is not what you do in a country that is supposed to be a unified country. No one has the right to tell me what to do with my body. They don't want to take care of that child once it gets here. They don't want to make sure that we have maternity leave or that we have affordable mm-hmm. daycare or that we have the ability to help feed that child and get that child through college so that child can prosper. So all of that leads to the fact that, number one, it is extremely important to vote, because if it wasn't important, they wouldn't try to keep us from doing it. And second of all, we need to make sure that we pick candidates that have our best interests at heart. And that's easy to do, and that's why I did the thing about Ronald Dellums and how he went to Congress in 1971, I think it was, and stayed until 1997 when he retired. Barbara Lee, Congresswoman Barbara Lee, mm-hmm. took his place, and she is one of the most progressive people there is in Congress, and he went there with the backing of the Black Panther Party. So that's what put him there. That's who got him there.
Right.
And so we have to learn our history. We have to follow the best of our history. And we have to stop this foolishness about we don't vote, because I have a new saying, and that is this: you deserve what you get when you are unwilling to fight for what you deserve. So anyway, Michael, you have
yeah.
a you have a good yeah. time in Spain and enjoy yourself, and if you get a chance, sneak across the little river, over ponds, whatever they want to call it, to Morocco, into Africa, and see the beauty of that continent. So be blessed.
Yes. Bye-bye. Thank you. Be blessed, Faye. Thanks a lot for sharing. Attorney CK, your response to some of the things that she brought up.
Well, first of all, I love when people make comments that are steeped in history. She accurately, I used to lobby and I used to practice in D.C., so she is so correct about Ron Dellums, his journey, and Barbara Lee. And that, in fact, is the history of many Black Caucus members, especially many of them that are no longer in office, have retired from office or have passed on, and their seats have been filled with other people who had similar views as them. I agree. There's nothing to say to the person who chooses not to vote, other than, you know, it's difficult to sit and complain when you choose not to vote and when so many died so that you would have the right to vote. Thirdly, on the question of the overturning of Roe versus Wade, the law of the land, the federal law of the land, was Roe versus Wade. That was the federal law of the land, and it was overturned where the U.S. Supreme Court didn't follow its own precedent, what we call stare decisis, didn't follow its own precedent. The Supreme Court chose not to follow the law of the land. That is how it was overturned. And so there is no, and then said, hey, it's up to the state to decide. And so that's why you do have the lack of uniformity. And the bottom line that people need to understand, women are going to have the abortions if they feel their life depends upon it, if they feel they're not able to raise a child, if they feel that there's a medical reason, if they are in a situation where they've been raped, they're going to have the abortions. The only question is, will they live? Will they survive? Because the conditions, because they may not have the money to cross over the border, to drive somewhere, to take a jet. You notice that for wealthy women, this is not an issue at all. No wealthy women are complaining about the overturn of Roe v. Wade, because they will get on a plane and go wherever they need to go to get that abortion. So for everyone else, it's going to be an issue. We're going to see women die. We're going to see unsanitary health conditions, because If a woman is desperate enough because of the circumstances, she's going to do like women did before Roe versus Wade. And many of them died. And that is a travesty to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you also talked about we're voting for democracy, what are your closing thoughts on that?
Well, I think we're voting for democracy because of democracy is at issue. We had events of January 6th that took place. We see from the proceedings how heinous of the crimes that were committed and how there are many people that walk around thinking that there was nothing wrong that was done on January 6th.
Yeah.
And that was about one of the biggest breaches of democracy that I've seen in my lifetime. So that's what is at issue in these elections. And that's why it's important to vote. There's a threat on democracy and people need to recognize and understand that and get out and vote. Because if you don't,
absolutely,
then you're in a difficult position complaining, Wanderlyn, about what the outcome is because you haven't exercised your right to vote.
That's right. That's so true. Well, thank you so much, Attorney C.K. Hoepfler, for today and always every week right here on Point with Wanderlyn Stokes Law and Legal. How can people stay connected to you?
www.ckhoepflerfirm.com. Again, www.ckhoepflerfirm.com. And Wanderlyn, it's so great to have you back. And it's so great to hear your voice. And thank you for all that you do.
You're more than welcome. Thank you, CK. It's good to be back. Have a great one. Stay healthy. Stay connected. Yeah, stay on point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.